1-1 record since we talked, and that opens the season for the Gilman City Lady Hawks softball team. As far as a team that's been exciting to watch because they played a couple of competitive ball games, they found it here. Pattonsburg, which is back on the 28th, I think that was a week ago tonight. I'd have to double-check the dates on that. 13-12 loss in 10 innings, and then an 11-8 win over in Galt against Grundy R5 on the 30th. Tonight, it's North Harrison at Gilman City, trying to keep the rain away tonight. I think that actually might stay away. Keep our fingers crossed on that. Thursday night, Gilman City will be at Stuartsville. Coach Holly Preston joins us now. Coach, pretty exciting start to the season last week.
Yeah, it was.
What, I did immediately notice, because I think it was the same night that we talked last week on Tuesday. It was a loss, but how much confidence, encouragement, all that did the girls get from the way that they hit the ball against Pattonsburg?
They did really well. They really did. We had a few mental errors and a few fielding errors that really hurt us in that game. We have too many errors right now, and that's what's killing us. We've found our hitting. We're doing fairly well hitting and scoring runs. We're not having a problem with that.
So when you get in a game like that, this is kind of my other thought. When you get into a 10-inning game, did the pitching and defense really improve in the 8th and the 9th, or were the teams matching runs? What were the extra innings like?
You know, we led most of the game until the end, and I think our girls just kind of started freaking out, and then we'd do really well, and then we'd make a few errors, and we had the chance to win it, and had a mental error through home when they should have just threw to first and got the out, and that scored their tying run. And after that, it just, you know, we came back. We never give up. We came back. It just, errors killed us.
Yeah, and eventually, if you're in a close game like that, too, Pattonsburg being the home team, they get the last at bat, so that gives them the advantage.
Right, it does. And that made a difference, too.
So, you know, instead of maybe being encouraged that you're able to hit the ball and play a team out of the GRC and play them pretty competitively, it sounds like, and it wasn't a long bus ride back to Gilman City, but probably took a little bit of the air out of the sails of the girls that they felt like they let one slip away.
You know, it did, but also I told them there was nothing to be ashamed of there. That was our first game of the season, and that was, we give everybody quite a show. Our pitching was excellent. Lindsay couldn't have done any better on the pitching mound. She really controlled it. Like I said, errors are what killed us. They were happy with that loss. I mean, they weren't happy, but mm-hmm. for that kind of a play,
there was encouragement after the fact. In other words,
there was.
You kind of mentioned, and it's one of the conversations I had with Coach Willard over at Tri-County, where when I see a team, a softball team that really kind of takes that next step, it's when they think the game enough that if the ball's hit to me in this situation, I know within a tenth of a second where that ball is going. And it sounds like those sort of defensive situations are what you had to work on in practice on Wednesday.
Yes, we definitely do.
So coming back against Grundy, especially after the girls felt confident, maybe they let one slip away against Pattonsburg, how important was it for him to get that first win against Grundy on Thursday?
It was really important, I felt like, for our confidence and self-esteem. And again, we were in the same situation. We led most of the game. We were way ahead, actually, and slowly let them come back in. So I feel like we make an error, and we continue to make errors. We can't just make an error and stop. That's what we've been really pounding into their heads and really working on in practice. It's okay to make one. Don't make two. Trying to, you know, get them to understand that don't put your heads down. Be, you know, it's okay to make one error. Just don't make two.
And it sounds to me like that there's almost that psychology going on of trying to get the girls to not play to the situation, but just play, not think about it.
Yeah, that's what they need to do.
So North Harrison coming tonight, Coach, and yeah, I can go around the HDC and everybody knows what North Harrison is. You know, they're the team to beat. They're probably at just a different level than everybody else in the conference. When you play a team that is, you know, frankly, they're that good, what are the things that you can tell your girls tonight?
You know, we've kind of already talked about it. I told them that I didn't want this to be done in 3 innings. We definitely need to push them, make them work for it. Don't just, you know, not just let them walk all over us. We still play our game. We need to fix our mental errors and our fielding errors. and that's what we are going to focus on tonight.
Did you get a lot of practice in over Labor Day weekend, or has it been a few days since the girls have been on the field?
It's been a few days, so okay. We have not.
So hopefully that doesn't result in a little bit of game rust.
I hope not either.
What is, I know they're not a conference opponent, so sometimes they're a little bit more difficult to find some information on. What do you know about Stuartsville on Thursday?
I really don't know anything. I will say that game has been changed to home.
Okay.
But we played them last year, and they were pretty solid last year. We played them in a tight game last year and gave them a good game. So I'm just hoping for the same this year.
So I'm going off of Misha. Folks go, and I'm guilty of this, you go to Misha, and you kind of read that as the Bible, so to speak, as far as scheduling goes. It'll say Stuartsville at home canceled, and then at Stuartsville, but you're telling me that it is at Gilman on Thursday.
Yeah, it has been changed.
Outstanding. There's a lot of rain in that forecast, Coach. I don't know if you're going to play Thursday, quite honestly.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm hoping it gets in tonight.
We talked about this last week, and you really liked the ability, 1 through 9 in the lineup. You felt like you had some girls that can hit the ball. Is that really what you saw from putting up so many runs, 23 in 2 games last week?
I mean, we're hitting the ball. We're putting it in play, and that's what I've told them that we just need to do. I feel like we're stronger hitting so far this year than we were last year, so I feel like that's a plus.
When you did get that win, and you mentioned that you were starting to get a sense of deja vu over at Grundy because it was starting to feel a little bit like Pattonsburg, how, at some point you had to kind of turn momentum. Did you just make just one or two plays late that kept you in the win column for that one?
Really, it was our pitching. She came out and struck out, I think, the last 3 batters or got all 3 outs that last inning.
I've said that, too.
It's really been amazing on the pitcher's mound for us.
If you're struggling defensively, if you get somebody to throw strikeouts, that helps.
Yeah, definitely.
North Harrison at Gilman City tonight. Gilman City, weather permitting, hosting Stuartsville then on Thursday. And then Tri-County will be the opponent on the 13th for Gilman City. The conference tournament that's coming up in Eagleville next Saturday, if I remember right, Coach?
Yes, it is.
So that's what it's looking like for the Gilman Hawks. Coach Preston, we appreciate the time. Best of luck with the game tonight against the Shamrocks.
All right, thank you.